Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, President. President, at the outset, I would like to reiterate the congratulations of my delegation upon your assumption to the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament and assure you of the full support of Belgium. We hope that the work amongst the P6 will continue amongst the same principles of continuity, transparency, and that we have seen over a number of years. We align ourselves with the statements made previously by the European Union. President, nuclear threats in recent years have allowed us to better understand the Damocles sword that hangs over our heads. This is not sustainable in terms of peace and security. If our goal of a world free of nuclear weapons is distant, the threat of nuclear weapons must be reduced as much as possible. As we have seen, there is a growing stockpile in some countries. Our policies must be cemented by a clear moratorium on the production of fissile materials for use in nuclear weapons. A world without nuclear weapons will not be seen until there is a ban on nuclear tests. We need legally binding norms that are universal, as well as a verification mechanism that is effective and internationally recognized. There is no alternative to the CTBT. We encourage all states to adhere to this essential regime. With the constant growth of members, the arguments for staying outside the regime sound more and more hollow. Nuclear programs that appear newly are pertinent in this regard. No state should wait for another state to do what is necessary. The proliferation crisis is constant. The exponential growth of ballistic and nuclear weapons programs in North Korea, for example, require an urgent response. We need the permanent members of the Security Council, in particular, to ensure that measures imposed are observed. We need North Korea to change its course, and we need to take the necessary measures to ensure the denuclearization of the state. Belgium condemns the transfer of ballistic weapons and other military material from North Korea to Russia in flagrant violation of Security Council resolutions supported by Russia itself. My delegation also notes that Iran is not heeding the calls of the international community to demonstrate more restraint and transparency in its nuclear program. In addition, it actively undermines the work of the IAEA to effectively control the implementation of JCPOA, as well as the security assurance and agreements. We need to see a change in behavior. In the new cycle of non-proliferation reviews, we need all parties to commit to reducing nuclear risks, verification of disarmament, as well as updating existing treaties. The non-proliferation regimes must be refreshed, and we call on Pakistan, Israel, and India to choose the right side of history and reinforce their status as non-nuclear states. President, the prevention of an arms space in outer space and keeping outer space sustainable, safe, and secure are essential for ensuring international peace and security. International law, in particular the UN Charter, the United Nations Treaty on Extra-Atmospheric Space, and international law all apply to outer space. Belgium considers that it's equally important to conduct activities in outer space in respect of these laws, as well as shoring up confidence and trust-building measures. Taking into account outer space threats for international peace and security through the comprehensive work undertaken by the relevant working group to reduce the possibility of misunderstandings, errors of calculation, and accidental escalation are self-evidently important. We regret the lack of an outcome document, an additional victim of the spirit in which one country has worked. We commend all the other participants for their commitment and their work within that group and their openness to dialogue. Belgium places great importance on pursuing an open, inclusive, multipartite dialogue on responsible behavior in extra-atmospheric space. President, the disarmament conference is a part of the international order, a rules-based order, as a multilateral forum on negotiation in the area of disarmament. The international community needs to find a pragmatic way to move forward to keep its promises. In the context of the international impasse, we now see small steps can overcome a failure to act. The conference has not been able to take a decision on the program of work for some years. Strong political will and pragmatic commitment are necessary on the part of all members of the conference to leave the cul-de-sac we find ourselves in. Belgium will support all efforts that will find a favorable outcome to the current situation. We believe that it is essential to revitalize the fundamental core work of this forum to launch negotiations after decades of status quo. We commend the work done by the French and German presidencies of the Disarmament Conference last year. For my delegation, the priority of this conference should be to start negotiations on a treaty banning the production of fissile materials for nuclear and other explosive devices. An irreversible reduction of nuclear stockpiles. Also, the inclusion of radiological weapons is also critical. President, the disarmament conference does not work in a vacuum and must not ignore reality. The relevance of gender issues for peace and security is fully recognized by the international community since the adoption of Resolution 1325 more than 20 years ago. However, the conference has not managed to bring its rules of procedure in line with gender neutrality. We urge the presidency to allocate sufficient time and effort to resolve this issue this year. Finally, it is not by suppressing debate and excluding observers that we can improve the international level of understanding of the need for effective work. We call on all members to not block requests for participation by states for political reasons that we have sadly seen in previous years. Thank you, President.